Well, I think the challenge we have is that irrespective of organizations like GALS existing, it doesn't mean that every gay man, every bisexual man, or every MSM will approach an institution like us. You also need to understand that organizations like us also face stigma by the community and also with the state as well. So you find that the services that we have are only covering a minute of the target group that we are supposed to provide services to. At the same time, there are no sexual behavior services and programs that are targeted to this constituents within the broader scope of HIV. And the criminalization element is also a contributory factor because people then don't come and open up. A lot of gay men don't really open up to healthcare workers around the country. Only those that we've actually reached out are able to disclose their risk. The risk factor that they would have engaged in.
To you, Mr. Motopeng, as a director of Matrix, an institution that advocates for the right of the LGBTI, so what is it that you are doing as an organization to educate the gay community about HIV and AIDS?
Recently, we have been focusing on the MSM population, and then we have started also with the trans community because we realized that we're leaving others behind. And lately we have started with the lesbian and WSW population. And then we also extended our partnership with the Ministry of Health, where we're working together to make sure that within the national programming we have the LGBTI, the inclusiveness of LGBTI population. So as the organization, yes, in the past 2 years, we have been implementing the MSM project where we have been disseminating the information to MSM and also making sure that they access the services wherever they are. And then also we expanded the program to make sure that we include LGBTI community. And then through that, that's when we started making referrals, especially for the patients from our side to the partner organizations and clinics and hospitals. Since last year, we've been working with the health practitioners, sensitizing them around LGBT issues because we realized that there is a lot of stigma and discrimination within health facilities, either because of their gender identity, especially because, you know, Lesotho is believed to be a Christian country.
Okay, Mr. Matsikule, in your part in Zimbabwe, what is it that you're doing to sensitize and raise awareness about the risk of infection and to teach the general LGBTI community about good health practices?
For GALS to be formed, it was also around the issue of people who were dying of HIV. So the HIV program became our main focus. And originally, of course, it was focusing a lot around MSM to have dialogue, discussion groups, and also try and create a referral system for them. And mainly it was focusing also on the private doctors that were more receptive to provide healthcare for men. And today, we do have HIV programs that are focusing on the LGBTI community. We hold... We have discussion groups that we do around the country. We have what we call affinity groups. These are smaller groups that are scattered around the country that do have peer educators that are providing protective barrier methods. They are linking them to care. They are also educating and sensitizing them on various issues to do with human rights. We have been... We created a referral system not only in private but public and also NGO healthcare facilities that are spread around the country. And recently, the opportunity of the New Global Fund has also facilitated us to have more trainings with the healthcare workers. And so far, we have provided trainings to healthcare workers in Manicaland, in Matabeleland, and as I speak, we also had recent training that we have done in other smaller towns around the country. So it has created a pool of healthcare workers that are able to provide services to our community. And we also focus a lot around issues of testing and also linking MSM to art around the country. And what we've also done is that we do provide EC materials also to the constituency.